antes que nada, feliz año a todos.
He says before anything else, he says Happy New Year's to all of you.
De parte de mi familia también.
And that's from my family as well.
Esta noche, alrededor del mundo hay buenas promesas, hay buenas metas que cumplir.
In this tonight and around the world, there are many goals that are being laid out before us and desires in the hearts of many.
Que dichos propósitos se van a ir adelgazando a principios de febrero y se van a ir olvidando después de dos o tres meses.
You said the some of these things we in enero o febrero.
De febrero y más.
Entonces, in February, a lot of these things are quickly forgotten that we make these promises in the new year.
Vamos a leer en Mateo capítulo 22.
And Matthew chapter 28.
Y el versículo 37.
And verse number
37.
No es Mateo 28, Tommy, ¿fue eso?
No, Mateo 22.
22, okay. Mateo 22. Matthew 22. And the versículo, ¿qué?
37. 37,
37. ¿Quieres leerlo?
Okay. ¿Hasta dónde? Nada más este.
Oh, okay.
Es aquí, 37 y 38.
37, okay. 37 and...
Perdón, hasta aquí.
Okay, okay. We'll start at 37. Matthew 22 and verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
La Biblia nos va a enseñar a vivir.
The Bible is teaching us how to live.
Y la forma es como Dios quiere que lo hagamos.
And teaching us the way in which God wants us to do things.
El primer mandamiento, que es amar al Señor sobre todas las cosas.
The first commandment is that we would love the Lord above all other things.
Nos va a hablar la Biblia para mí tiene cuatro puntos básicos.
The Bible, and as far as I can see it, has four basic points.
Primero es, nos va a enseñar a amar.
It's going to, the first point is, it's going to show us how to love.
Porque no lo entendemos.
Because we don't really know how to love.
Nos va a enseñar a obedecer.
It's going to show us how to be obedient.
Porque no queremos ser gobernados.
Because we don't like to be controlled by someone else or something else.
Nos va a enseñar a creer.
It's going to teach us, show us how to believe.
Porque somos incrédulos.
Because we are unbelievers.
Y nos va a enseñar a santificarnos.
It's going to teach us how to be sanctified.
Quiere decir que en forma consciente me voy a apartar de las cosas que yo sé que a Dios no le agradan.
And so as we learn the Bible, our tendency is to apart from the things that do not please God, that we should keep away from things that do not please God.
Mateo 22:37 nos habla amar a Dios, amar al prójimo y a mí mismo.
These verses that we've read together tonight will teach us what it is to love God, to love our brother, and to love ourselves.
Y ahí empieza la cosa.
And this is where everything begins.
Si yo no me amo a mí mismo, ¿cómo puedo decir que amo a los demás?
If I don't care for myself, how can I say that I care for others?
Amar significa buscar el bienestar de las personas que hemos decidido amar.
To love someone is to seek the welfare of the person that we love.
Para Dios soy muy importante.
In the eyes of God, I am very important.
Para mí mismo debo ser muy importante.
I am important to myself.
Debo buscar mi bienestar.
I should look for my well-being.
Para poder amar a los demás.
So that I can love everyone else.
Bueno, vamos a leer en Juan capítulo 4.
John chapter 4.
Y el versículo 10.
Verse 10.
Solamente.
Well, that's the only verse. John 4 and 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou shouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Vamos a dejar el dedo en 22:37, Mateo 22:37, y vamos a seguir leyendo.
He wants to leave your finger there in where we read in Matthew chapter 22. Okay.
Sí. Okay. Sí, nomás en la mente.
Mentalmente. Oh, in your mind, think about Matthew 22.
Aquí el Señor le dice que él le daría agua viva.
Here it says that God will give a living water.
Eso significa que el agua significa dicha y seguridad.
The water would speak to us of that which is delightful and that which is gives us security.
Juan capítulo 7.
John chapter 7.
37 y 38.
37 and 38. John 7, 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
El agua viva significa que la palabra de Dios es viva y eficaz, más cortante que una espada de dos filos, que atraviesa el alma, el corazón y hasta el tuétano de los huesos, dice la palabra de Dios.
The living water, quiero que lea.
Sí.
Okay. The living water is like what we have in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, if I'm not mistaken. He just quoted that verse, so. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, he said, this is the living water is like, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
En Jeremías 17:13 nos dice que Jehová manantial de aguas vivas.
In Genesis, it,
Jeremías. En Jeremías.
Yeah, in Genesis chapter 17 and verse
13.
Jeremiah, I'm sorry. Did I say Jeremías?
Jehová, sí, Jehová. Nos dice que Jehová manantial de aguas vivas.
Okay, it says in Jeremiah 17 and 13 that God is the living water.
Ahora, la palabra de Dios nos está diciendo acerca del agua viva, y que va a correr en nuestro interior esa agua viva, y nos dice que Jehová es manantiales de agua viva.
Okay, the Bible tells us that the living water is that which comes within us, as we saw read in John chapter 7. It's that which comes to inside of us, as it were, and that God himself is the fountainhead of living water.
Los vegetales, los árboles a la orilla de los ríos.
The vegetables and the trees that grow on the side of the riverside.
Jamás se secan.
They don't dry up.
Si nosotros estamos cerca de la presencia de Dios a través de su palabra.
If we are living close to God by his word.
En cuya presencia podemos vivir con seguridad y con dicha.
In his presence, we can live with security and with delight.
En Proverbios 16, 22.
In Proverbs chapter 16, and verse 22.
Nos habla acerca de que el manantial de vida es el entendimiento el que lo posee.
Okay, déjame leerlo. Okay. Uh-huh. Proverbs chapter 16, and verse number 22. Says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instructions of fools is folly.
Nos habla de un entendimiento. Nos está hablando que es un manantial de vida.
This is speaking to us of what is a fountainhead, as it were, of life. It is the understanding, and it is as a wellspring of life.
Ahora nos dice que el manantial de vida es el entendimiento, la parte superior.
It's telling us that the wellspring or the fountainhead is the understanding we have of the Word of God.
Entendimiento es conocimiento, inteligencia, mente, prudencia, sabiduría.
Understanding is to know something, to apply it with wisdom and with understanding.
Cuando nosotros buscamos en la Biblia algún tema,
when we look in the Bible and we find a certain theme,
tropieza nuestros ojos y nuestro entendimiento en diversas formas de pensamiento.
It sort of works in bringing out different things in our hearts and our minds about the Word of God.
Y de alguna forma cada uno de nosotros recibe el conocimiento que Dios quiere que tengamos.
And in some way God delivers to us and gives to us something for us to appreciate.
El entendimiento va a llegar de acuerdo al nivel de amor que tengamos hacia Dios, hacia los demás y hacia mí mismo.
So this understanding will give us a larger understanding of God and of others and of ourselves.
¿Qué me quiere decir el Señor con que me daría de beber agua viva a mí cuando reciba su palabra?
What is God telling us when he says that if we receive his word, it will be like living waters to us?
Quiere decir que junto a esos manantiales de agua viva que es su palabra, nunca voy a estar desesperado.
It's telling us that as long as we're along the fountainhead or the spring of the living waters of God, we will never be desesperados, dijo. Mm-hmm. Desesperado. Desperate, thank you.
No voy a tener sufrimientos que me acaben.
And we're not going to worry about the sufferings that we have that sometimes don't go away.
No voy a tener envidias.
We're not going to have envy.
No voy a estar vanidoso.
We're not going to be jealous.
Y una serie de cosas que hacen que mi persona no esté bien delante de Dios.
These are a series of things that can make it where we are not right with God.
Pero si me alejo de esas aguas vivas.
But if I get away from this living water.
Decimos que nos enfriamos.
We begin to get cold within.
Empezamos a olvidar las palabras de Dios en nuestro comportamiento.
We start to forget of the word of God in the way in which we conduct ourselves.
Damos lugar a la ira que hay en nosotros.
We give room to the anger that arises up within us.
A las bajas pasiones.
The low grade moral passions that we might have.
En Lucas 24:45.
In Luke chapter 24 and 45.
¿Quieres leerlo? Mm-hmm. 24:45.
Okay. Luke 24 and verse 45 says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
Okay, nomás ahí. Aquí nos dice que abrió el entendimiento para que comprendiésemos.
It says again, they opened their, he opened their understanding that they would be able to understand.
Esas aguas vivas que corren en nuestro interior son refrescantes y limpian.
These living waters that we have within us are refreshing and at the same time they are cleansing.
Podemos comprender lo que estamos leyendo.
We can, in a sense, this way now, understand what we are reading.
Efesios 1, 18.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. Says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Aquí el Señor alumbra los ojos de nuestro entendimiento, de nuestra comprensión, de tener la capacidad de entender lo que Dios quiere en nosotros, de nosotros.
Here God is illuminating our eyes and our capacity to be able to understand the things that he would have us to know, where it says, that ye may know.
Si queremos que esa agua viva esté en nosotros y que esos ríos de agua viva circulen por nosotros, y además de eso, necesitamos beber de esa agua viva, o sea, leer la palabra del Señor.
Okay, if we want the living water to be circulating in us and through us, then it is essential that we drink from those living waters, which of course is the reading of the Word of God.
Todo esto es vivir junto al Señor. El árbol a la orilla del río nunca se secará, así nuestro. Nosotros mismos junto al Señor nunca estaremos abatidos, derrotados, tristes, siempre gozosos, con júbilo, con alegría y mucho amor hacia los demás. Principalmente el amor a Dios, y de ahí se desprende todo lo demás.
¿Puedo leer eso?
Sí.
Gracias. Okay, he was saying that all of this is to live linked or in fellowship with the Lord, and to live, as it were, along the river of the along the edge of the river, and in that case we'll never become dry as far as our spirits are concerned, and we'll be living close to the Lord, and then we'll be able to
entendimientos
no eso
a ver. Estaremos abatidos.
Estaremos. We will be.
Tristes.
Okay. We won't be depressed. We won't be saddened. We won't be. We will be in an attitude of joy, and we'll be able to rejoice as the Bible teaches us always.
Hay un hombre que un señor. Doctor naturópata, el doctor Amasuro Emoto. Este hombre ha estudiado el agua por años.
Okay, this long man with a long name studied water.
Masuro Emoto.
Masuro Emoto. Mm-hmm. That helps you. He studied about water for a long time.
Y él descubre que hay agua viva y agua muerta.
He discovered that there is such thing as living water and dead water.
No se refiere a agua limpia y agua sucia.
It doesn't mean it's clean water or dirty water. That's not what he's looking at.
En sus experiencias, él recoge agua de grifos de diferentes ciudades del mundo.
He has gone through and he's taken water from different cities around the world.
Después de que él tiene un procesamiento de congelación.
After taking them through a process of freezing them.
Con equipo especial, con microscopio, puede ver las moléculas del agua.
After the water has been frozen, he's able to use a microscope and see molecules in the water.
Y esa agua siempre es un caos. No tiene forma.
Is qué?
Caos, un problema.
Chaos. Oh, chaos. Okay, yeah. It's always in chaos. Doesn't have a form or shape.
Pero cuando él ha ido a recoger el agua de la montaña.
But when he goes to the mountains and he gets the water from the mountains.
Ya hace el proceso de congelación y después visualización de ella.
He does the same process. He freezes the water and then he examines it under the microscope.
Encuentra figuras geométricas preciosas.
He begins to see special shaped figures that are moving.
Como hexágonos con sus puntas como si fueran pinos y muchas formas. Ninguna gota es igual.
He's realizing that here every drop inside of that water is different. And some of them have like little spines sticking out of the side of them and whatnot.
Él determina que esta agua que tiene figuras geométricas preciosas es agua viva, y la que está en un caos amorfa es agua muerta.
Those that water that has these special shapes and sizes is what he can call water, a living water. And the ones that are everything is in a chaos condition, he says that is dead water.
Y él emite una teoría.
He has discovered a theory.
Que el agua tiene memoria.
That water has a memory.
Entonces él pone agua de grifo con música de Beethoven y música clásica y se transforma en agua viva.
He takes water and he puts it alongside of music from Beethoven, and he says that as the water is near the music, it becomes like living water.
Y el agua viva la pone con música de heavy metal, música así, y se descompone, se pone amorfa.
He says he takes that was the dead water he put by Beethoven there as he was playing, but then he takes living water and he puts it by rock and roll music, heavy metal music, and the living water becomes dead water.
Entonces él dice, el cuerpo humano tiene un 70%, 65% de agua.
He says that the body of our body has something like 75% water.
Con nuestros pensamientos positivos podemos hacer de esa agua de nuestro cuerpo agua viva.
With the positive thinking in our minds, we can have, as it were, generate like, as it were, living water.
O podemos hacer agua muerta.
Or the opposite could happen. We could, by doing the wrong things, we could become like dead water.
Hebreos 12:15, por favor.
We're going to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15. Hebrews 12 and 15 says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
Aquí nos habla acerca de la raíz de amargura.
This is the root of bitterness.
El amor es diferente del odio.
Love is totally different from anger.
En el amor positivo, el amor es positivo y nos trae agua viva a nuestro cuerpo.
Positive love, as it were, brings living water to us.
Pero el odio,
but anger,
trae resentimientos
and resentments,
raíces de amargura
and roots of bitterness,
y nos provoca agua muerta.
Brings within us like dead water.
Por lo tanto, nosotros podemos tener un cuerpo sano.
And for that reason, we can have bodies that are healthy.
En una mente sana.
And a sound mind.
Y podemos comunicar esto a los demás.
And we can communicate that healthiness, as it were, to others.
Pero si tenemos odios, raíces de amargura, rencores.
But if we have anger and bitter roots of bitterness and things of against other people.
Nos enfermamos nosotros mismos.
We make ourselves sick.
Quiere decir que no nos estamos queriendo.
It's like it's saying that we're not caring for ourselves.
Por lo tanto, no podemos querer a los demás.
And that's the reason why we're not able to help others.
Porque las ideas de destrucción son las que están presentes en nuestra mente.
Because of the powers of, as it were, of destruction is what's taking control of our minds.
¿Qué podemos hacer?
What can we do?
Romanos capítulo 12.
Romans chapter 12.
Romanos 12, versículo 2.
Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. Says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Ahí tenemos la respuesta del Señor.
Here we have the answer from the Lord.
El agua viva de tu interior debes de transformar tu pensamiento.
The living water from God should transform our minds.
Esos odios, esos rencores, esa raíz de amargura tiene que salir un perdón de tu interior.
These anger thoughts, these thoughts of roots of bitterness, and these kinds of things should not be within our minds.
En muchos de los casos es algo difícil.
In many cases it can be very, very difficult.
pareciera imposible de hacer.
At times it even seems like it's impossible to get rid of these things.
Con la experiencia que me ha dado de la vida,
in the experiences that I've had in my life,
yo sé que perdonar es llegar a sentir paz en tu corazón contra la persona que te ha ofendido.
I have learned that be able to forgive somebody is that the it brings peace to my own heart if I'm able to forgive them.
Y solamente podemos lograr esto transformando nuestro entendimiento.
We can only reach this, we can only enjoy this in by the transforming our minds.
Dejando todo en la voluntad de Dios en sus benditas manos.
Leaving the will of God in God's hands.
Dice la palabra de Dios, mía es la venganza.
God says that he is the one who takes out vengeance.
Yo te protegeré.
He said, I will protect you.
Y aquí es donde entra la confianza, la creencia, la fe. ¿Lo creo o no lo creo?
It's here where the true confidence that we have in God comes. We can either trust him or not trust him on these things.
Es en ese momento que yo puedo sentir esa paz y puedo decir, realmente me estoy amando a mí mismo porque quiero mi bienestar y como consecuencia de la gente que me rodea.
In that way, we can say that we are, in a sense, loving ourselves, in the sense that we are letting, as it were, the living waters of the Word of God come into our hearts and into our minds. And in that way, it refreshes our own souls and gives us security. And at the same time, we're able to pass it on to others around us.
Cuando en Mateo 22:37 dice, amarás al Señor tu Dios con toda tu mente, con todo tu ser, con toda tu alma, es total entrega al Señor.
For Matthew chapter 22, where we read at the beginning, to love the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul, he said that is the way in which we are really giving ourselves to the Lord in a full and complete way. It's a consecration of our lives to him.
El apóstol Juan en la isla de Patmos se cuenta que él decía a sus discípulos, amaos los unos a los otros, hijitos míos, amaos los unos a los otros.
John the Apostle and the island of Patmos, when he was writing, he could tell the believers, he said, love one another, little children, love one another.
Y un día un discípulo le dijo, maestro, ¿por qué siempre nos estás repitiendo que nos amemos los unos a los otros?
At one time a student asked us, teacher, why are you always telling us to love one another?
Posiblemente porque estaba cansado de escucharlo.
Because I guess he was tired of listening to him say the same thing over and over again.
Pero él le contestó, Juan le contestó.
But John answered him.
Si esto hacéis, es suficiente.
See, if you do this, that is what counts. So we can say, I don't know what the word is in Spanish, in English.
Sufficient. Entonces, la fuente del agua viva es el amor al Señor. Es buscar mi bienestar, buscar el bienestar de los demás. Y si Dios me está amando, Él está buscando mi bienestar.
So the fountain of living water is the idea of being able to refresh yourself in the Word of God through the power of God so that you're able to be a refreshment to others around you.
Amar a Dios es una entrega total.
To love God is to consecrate yourself totally to Him.
Cuando estemos orando a Dios en adoración,
when we're in praying to the Lord in prayer,
no solamente el día domingo,
not only on Sunday,
sino todos los días y a cualquier hora de nuestra vida.
But we should do it every day, all day long in our lives.
Podemos recogernos por un momento.
We can get a hold of ourselves for a moment.
Y dirigir nuestros pensamientos a Dios.
And direct our thoughts towards God.
Y pensar en ese amor tan inmenso que tuvo para con nosotros.
And think of the immense love that he had toward us.
Porque sabemos muy poco de sus sufrimientos.
Because really, we know very little of all that he suffered.
del Señor Jesucristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
¿Cómo se sentiría usted si fuera desnudado públicamente? Dejarlo totalmente desnudo.
And how would you feel if they took your clothes away in the public?
Imagine al Señor desnudo totalmente frente a esa multitud.
And think of how they took the clothes of the Lord away from him in front.
La vergüenza que nos invade.
And the shame that goes with it.
Pero el amor que tenía para nosotros era más profundo.
But the love that he has towards us is even more is deeper than that.
¿Qué sentiría usted si le quitaran la ropa y le dieran unos latigazos con unos fierros y unos huesos en cada látigo, unos 3 o 6 tiras, lo abrazaran su cuerpo y le jalaran haciendo esos surcos en la espalda?
And how would you feel if they took your coat off of you and were whipping your back with a Roman lash that has bones and pieces of metal in it and leaving furrows in your back?
Y al pensar que usted no merecía eso, ¿usted dejaría que siguieran adelante?
And on top of all of that, to know that you didn't deserve it, how would you feel?
Es cuando Dios quiere que abramos nuestra mente y comprendamos lo que es realmente el sufrimiento que tuvo Él para que nosotros estuviéramos bien.
So God is telling us that He wants us to love our minds and to understand that the sufferings in which the Lord Jesus Christ went through are so profound that by thinking on those things will help us.
Cuando en la palabra de Dios encontramos que ya basta de estar dormidos, despiértate tú que duermes, dice la palabra de Dios.
When the Lord Jesus came to the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, it is enough, when he talked to the disciples that were sleeping.
Quiere que despertemos nuestra conciencia.
God wants us to awaken our conscience.
¿Qué entendemos por conciencia?
What do we have for a conscience?
Si estoy yo frente a mi computador,
if I'm in front of my computer,
y alguien me lleva un vaso de té,
and someone brings me a cup of tea,
en el momento que lo veo, tomo conciencia de que ahí está.
In the moment I look at the cup of tea, I see there it is.
Y entonces pasa a ser mío porque está dentro de mi campo de visión.
And I can say, well, it's mine because it's within the area of my vision.
Cuando estamos leyendo la palabra de Dios,
when we're reading the word of God,
es agua viva, esas fuentes de agua viva realmente despiertan mi conciencia de que estoy en las manos de Dios y estoy bajo su voluntad, si es mi voluntad entregarme a Él.
If I look at the word of God and I drink, as it were, the living water that is there, and I become conscious of the fact that it is God who has provided this for me, and it's that which I can take for myself.
Martín Lutero dijo un día, tengo tan poco tiempo que nada más puedo orar por 3 horas.
Martin Luther one time said, I'm in such a big hurry that I can only pray for 3 hours today.
Un misionero allá en Puerto Vallarta.
A missionary in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Él un día mencionó, yo no puedo orar 3 horas como Martín Lutero, pero no hay una hora que no ore.
He mentioned that, he says, I can't pray 3 hours like Martin Luther did, but he says, I try not to let an hour go by without praying.
Lo que quiero decir es de que cualquier momento, en cualquier lugar,
in any place,
podemos recogernos, nuestra mente, elevar nuestro pensamiento hacia aquel que nos acompaña todos los días de nuestra vida.
We can get, as it were, get a hold of our minds and be able to focus on the person of our Lord Jesus Christ and pray to Him.
Y rendirnos ante esa majestad que nos acompaña y nos cuida.
And bow our knees before this majesty that is before us.
¿Se quiere a sí mismo?
Do you love yourself?
¿Ve usted por el estado de su salud?
Are you concerned about your health?
¿La atiende o la deja pasar?
You understand, are you going to let it pass by?
Porque lo mismo va a pasar si usted ve a su familia con algún dolor, no le va a interesar.
If you see your family with pain, are you going to be concerned?
Eso es una realidad.
It's a reality.
Que el Señor bendiga su palabra.
That the Lord will bless His word. We pray. Our Father, we again approach Thee to give thanks for the Word of God, and truly it is the living Word, and it's like the living water that is within us, and we thank Thee that through that Word we become refreshed and strengthened, and by Thy Word we are able to sense the very presence of God upon us. So we ask that Thou bless what we have listened to tonight, and we trust that Thou will use it to help us in our Christian walkway down here below. Bless the word that has been spoken as well to the children, that if there might be something that will reach into their hearts, and if any be not saved, that Thou in Thy kindness reach and save them. Depart us with Thy blessing now. We remember those that have been mentioned already in prayer, and think of again of Oscar and his wife as they and family as they're on their way to El Salvador. Take him in safety. Think of Mrs. Lee in Korea. We pray that Thou help her as she attends to her sister who's so sick. Give her strength and wisdom and encouragement as she's away from her family. We ask these things now and ask Thy blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.